author Jeanette Walls wrote about celebrities for New York Magazine and MSNBC for more than a decade before she turned the tables on herself and wrote a deeply personal memoir called The Glass Castle. A New York Times bestseller for more than 5 years, The Glass Castle is about Walls, her impoverished childhood, and the relationship between mental illness and creativity. Walls' newest book, The Silver Star, came out last year. The Silver Star takes place in the 70s. It's told from the point of view of an 11-year-old girl nicknamed Bean and her teenage sister. The girls leave their essentially absent mother in California to travel to West Virginia, where her mother grew up. While The Silver Star is her first novel, Walls says it still has many elements of her own story and those of others.
There's so much in The Silver Star that I borrowed or stole from real life.
On her book tour, Walls would get what she calls gifts from her readers, who trusted her with their stories because she came out about her own dysfunctional family.
One of the things I kept on hearing time and time again were about siblings who had to take responsibility because the adults in their lives didn't. And a pattern that I kept on seeing emerge was that how often the oldest sibling takes on the responsibilities of an adult so that the younger siblings can have a childhood.
At first glance, The Silver Star is intensely grim, but it's also a heartwarming tale of survival, a sweetly funny story that's engaging and well told. Jeanette Walls will read from and sign copies of The Silver Star tonight at 7 at Malaprop's bookstore in downtown Asheville. For WCQS, I'm Greta Johnson.